Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Chuck Landington, welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection livecast. The show was off last week, but the guys forgot to tell poor old Sean. We found him asleep outside the door to the studio this morning. Poor bastard had been waiting all week. Damn, dude, they even warned me. Maybe I'll get a third mic before you after all. Goddamn loser. Here's the show.
All right, we're back after a one-week break, but not for Sean. Sean hung out at the studios the whole week.
That is a true story, though. Sean did show up.
Sean definitely texted us last week, like, hey, where are you guys? Are we doing a show this week? Even with that cadence.
Like, no, we're in Miami. Didn't you read all the blogs?
Don't you, A, follow us on Twitter and Facebook. B, visit the website. Yeah. C, listen to the show.
Or D, listen to what we said last week when the show ended.
He wasn't there last week. The last time we did a new show.
Right.
That's the problem.
Ah.
It was like Home
and
Alone.
There was no email or anything, and And then I came and actually was scared for a second because I knocked on the door. I could hear Bruno in here, and I thought something happened to Noah because she wasn't opening the door.
She was relaxing.
She drowned in the bathtub under a squirting.
So Bruno was here by himself?
No, my sister was with him.
Oh. So why didn't your sister open the door for poor Sean?
She must have been with at my brother's house or something.
No. Or maybe she just looked through the people.
Yeah,
and
she's like, that looks like a rapist. I'm not opening the door.
Well, the worst thing was that first I got off on the wrong floor. And then knocked on some door.
Oh.
And it was the wrong place. And then I went, fuck, and went back to the elevator and back up here. And then talked to Bruno through the door. And then left.
Oh, great.
What did you and Bruno talk about?
Where Noah was, if she was okay or not.
Well, Sean, welcome back, because you haven't been on the air. And I guess this would be a good time to mention to you and everybody listening that next week we are going to be on a few hours early because apparently there's some football game on next week, and we don't want to compete with this, Super Chili Bowl? What is it?
Bowl of Supers or something.
Yeah.
I got a
bunch
question.
Of superintendents just going to a bowl.
I'm happy we're doing that because I'm a Giants fan and the Giants are playing in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I wouldn't care. But why are we not doing that for the Royal Rumble as well?
Which is tonight. I know we should have at least started an hour early because I really want to watch it.
Appreciated that. But now we have to wait till it gets uploaded and then steal it.
Yeah.
Aren't you going to do that anyway?
No, I would watch it here. I would have actually paid for it.
We could for the 11 o'clock replay.
We'll think about
something
it.
Something interesting.
We have someone sitting in on the podcast tonight.
Yeah, but let me just finish my thought. That next week we're going to be on, since it's the Super Bowl, we're going to be on a little early. We're going to be on from 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern, which is 4 hours earlier than we usually start. So tune in next week, 3 to 5 Eastern. Now, our special guest this week. He blogs for our ugly sister website.
Aww.
No, it's a very pretty sister. And he is the vocalist in the up-and-coming underground New York band Human Toilet. Gary Suarez is in the building.
All right.
Gary, thank you for sitting in for the entire livecast.
Thank you for having me.
You can check out Gary's band, Human Toilet, on the internet. What is the meaning of that?
I'm sure you get asked this whenever you do press for Human Toilet, but is that an homage to the very famous porn video,
or
Human
the,
Toilet?
The very famous Jackass sketch? Mm-hmm.
It's a reference to the porn, but it's not meant to be taken literally, but yeah, it's a reference to that.
The Slap Happy video.
There's actually quite a few Human Toilet videos.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
There's enlighten me.
Germany's a fantastic place.
Gary, would you call yourself a human toiletologist?
No, I don't think I've advanced in my studies.
No, you don't have a master's in human toiletry?
No, you can barely Google it without being horrified. So.
No, I see.
What happens in this human toilet
people
porn?
Get pissed
well, the
and
one,
shit on.
No. The one I saw.
Please explain, Darren.
No pissing, no shitting. The girl, it's all blowjob video, and the girls wear toilet lids over their heads.
What?
Oh, okay. Yes.
It's just a literal human toilet.
Yes. but there's no actual bodily waste.
There you have it.
False advertising.
I just want to see a dude in, like, you know, kind of like a squat against the wall and someone sit under their lap and just take a dump.
Yeah. Make it happen, Sean.
$20.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. With a name like that, do you think you're going to be encouraging people at shows to throw poop at you or cups of piss?
That has been asked before. And
sorry that I'm not so original. Jeez.
The answer is I really fucking hope not.
I guess, have you played out yet?
Yeah, we played this past Monday. Played at Lit downtown Manhattan. Really great night with a bunch of great metal bands.
No fluids or solids thrown?
Nobody threw anything at us, not even water or beer. No.
Did you poop in the club?
Before, no. Have you seen the bathrooms at Lit? It's like everything about CBGBs, but at least there's a door.
No. I'd like to read something from the chat. Please, I'm eating, says King of Clowns. Have you heard this show before? This is like the tamest topic we've...
Yeah.
So how would you describe the sound of Human Toilet?
Well, we could play a track. Which track do you think we should play?
Oh, I want to hear
right
how he describes it.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. You're right. Yeah, describe it and then we'll play it.
I guess it's kind of a bit like The Stooges, a bit like Black Flag. Mm. You know, it's definitely a combination of a lot of different influences. And I guess my guitarist would say there's also some Alice Cooper band in there, too.
Okay.
So make him feel better.
I like how Rob just, you know, no, we don't want to hear the fucking guest talk. Fuck you.
Enough of him talking. I haven't been on the air for 2 weeks. I want my voice to be heard.
All right. It's a beautiful voice.
Oh, my God.
Darren, could you please make a drop out of what he just did?
I'll give you a clearer one. I want my voice to be heard. That wasn't as good. Use the first one.
I will try.
So, yeah, well, let's play a track really quick. Which one should we play?
I guess Must Love Dogs.
Must Love Dogs. We'll be right back. That was Human Toilet. Gary Suarez is bad. Who's that sexy vocalist on the vocal?
That's what, exactly what Rob's Serious Show sounds like.
No, that's me.
I loved it.
That sounded really good.
I thrash you.
So was that about the underrated John Cusack, Diane Lane rom-com?
No, but though the title does come from that. It's basically about when I got divorced, I kind of went a little crazy and tried the internet dating. And I was with this woman and went back to her place. And she had this really big, like, cutting golden retriever hybrid thing that was just, like, constantly getting in the way of me getting my fucking fuck on. And I was fingering her and just going crazy. And, like, I finished. And, like, I got up and moved back to where she was on the bed. And the dog came over and just started licking my fingers. And then she turned to me and said, straight face, she says, "Well, she does like fish." And so this song is about that.
Great story. Flampon in the chat says the woman was robbing a wig. How did you know?
I had an ex-boyfriend once, and his dog ate my underwear.
What?
Really?
Yeah, we were getting it on, and my panties dropped to the floor.
I was going to say, did he lick while your bacalao was
No. It was after. Right. We had, you know... There was a little foreplay going on.
Maybe there was funk in it or something?
What?
Was there a bunch of funk in them or something?
They were wet. So the dog just started to, I don't know, lick, and then she chewed them up.
Did Bruno ever go through your... do you know?
Because everything is intact. And
Bruno
likes boys.
Dudes. Yeah, he would eat.
He was humping Gary like 2 seconds ago. You didn't see.
Yeah, but they don't like. You know, when they sniff the underwear, it's not a sexual thing, though. It's like they're looking for kibbles and bits or whatever. Like, they like the funk.
Yeah. I guess Bruno doesn't really like my funk. What can I say?
Oh, Noah. Your funk is okay. Okay.
I guess that's a start.
Well, speaking of Noah, we have a new Noah drop I should play for you. Here it is.
I like balls.
There we go.
Oh.
We'll be running that into the ground.
Balls.
Balls.
So while we had a human toilet on, Frank joined us. In case you guys were wondering.
Hello, hi, Frank.
What's up? Hello, everybody.
The livecast studio is up to 7 people right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've had more, though. I think we've had 8.
What? Here?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, specifically, but we've definitely had 8 people.
Let's ask the person who's calling us right now.
I feel like there's been like 10 at one point, back in the old Noah days.
Old Noah days?
Former studio.
What are you trying to say?
But they weren't all on the mic. It was like people just hanging out on the couch being disruptive.
Remember when Suicide Silence was in? They had their whole crew in there.
The posse.
So there was like 11, 12 people walking around. People.
All right, let's take 562. You are on the air with the Mental Injection Livecast. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Mario, and I'm from California.
What's up, Mario from California? How are things?
It's all right. I'm
kind
of
bored.
Cool.
Yeah?
So you decided to call up?
Yeah, pretty much.
So do you have a question of some sort?
No, not really.
A statement?
Were you just bored and you just wanted to, like, dial a number on the phone?
Yeah.
What did you think of Human Toilet?
I don't know. I didn't hear anything. I just called, like, randomly.
We can play it again?
Oh.
Here, listen.
I don't have that long.
This is a stupid toilet right here on the Mental Injection Livecast.
They're branching out. This one's not so much Stooges. This is more NES.
This is a bit of Nintendo core.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Mario.
All right.
Have a good one.
All right, you too, man.
All right. Gotta go.
Did he even know who he was calling?
I don't know. If you want to call in and not contribute anything, the number to dial is 646-929-1357. Call us up. Talk to Gary Suarez. Yeah. Ask him about his human toilet.
Or about his blog posts that he does for Metal Sucks.
Mm. What's your most recent blog post?
I've been trying to review a lot of 7 inches this year. Just
I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
Darren, take off your pants.
No, he's competing with you.
And so that's really been my focus, is just try to review as many hardcore 7 inches as possible.
It's the best one so far.
The best one so far is this band called Losing It, who is kind of really cool straight edge band. And then also the Skin Like Iron side of the Nail Skin Like Iron split that came out. I
mean, excuse me, if they're straight edge, they can't be cool.
They're pretty cool. They've got like an alien on the cover and everything.
Oh, okay.
It looks like a black like painting.
All right.
I got a question. As a Metal Sucks writer, and pretty much every one of them has their share of haters, how do you personally deal with it?
I love them. I embrace them. They're my favorite people. I prefer them to the ones who actually like me.
Do you not follow Gary Suarez on Twitter?
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm just saying that, you know.
It's hard to keep up.
I've known
and I appreciate that.
Bro, I can't even follow these guys, I guess.
Yeah,
Who has the time? Twitter's a lot of energy.
so many characters.
Sean follows it. He just doesn't follow what you're saying.
It's on my phone.
It's following my car.
We're all on his block list.
Okay, we have another caller. Someone here in New York, 646, you're on the air.
Oh.
Nope.
They got nervous and hung up.
Is that Luigi? Get it? Because Mario called
before. I see what you did.
And they were both in a video game together back in the day. I don't remember the name of it, though.
I like how you guys say Mario. Because he clearly said his name
was
Mario.
He said Mario.
Fuck him.
It was New York.
Tell me how to say his fucking name.
It's fucking Mario. So the reason that we weren't doing a show last week was because Noah Frank and I went on the 70,000 tons of metal. Can I get the
reverb?
Which one is your mic again?
This one.
Some verb.
The one I'm talking to, the one that I'm speaking into at the moment, is my mic. The 70,000 tons of metal. So yeah, we went on a metal. That's enough. We went on a metal cruise, and it was quite an eventful week. We flew into Miami, where the port was, a night early, just to, you know, take it easy and not rush the day of. And I feel like that was an adventure in and of itself, just hanging out in Miami in South Beach.
Yeah. Are you gonna? I'm sorry, because I thought about what we did. Are we gonna talk about it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought that was one of those things we don't talk about.
What, the DMX sighting?
We saw DMX. He was hanging out on, like, the corner of, like, this Cuban restaurant.
Yeah, he was hanging out on the street outside of this Cuban restaurant. Not even on the sidewalk, on the street, on the side of the sidewalk.
No, did you know who DMX was? Or did
she was the
Noah,
one who called
Noah,
it.
Of all of us, Noah was the one.
Wow, I'm shocked by that.
Which was hilarious. And we didn't really approach him, but then, like, a mob of people did, like, 2 seconds after we did. And
were they police?
It was pretty funny how, like, metalheads were surrounding him and talking to him.
Yeah, giving him high fives.
Metalheads appreciate good music.
Yeah. No, I like DMX. So
yeah. First few albums.
And then we were hanging out with a friend of ours, and we were walking back into our hotel. Oh, and then there was this guy at the hotel who was playing an acoustic set. And at first, I guess he kind of seemed like a cool guy at first, and we were just kind of talking to him and whatever. And then he mentioned that he was going to go get some weed. And our friend, she was like, oh, really? Can you get us some? We would like some, you know. We want to smoke some weed tonight. And then he's like, yeah, you know, I'm going to finish my set, and then you can come back, and then we'll do this. So then we go eat, time passes, we come back, it's the time that we were told to meet with him. And then she's like, you know, Rob, come with me, you know, in case this guy stabs me or whatever. And I'm like, well, I want to smoke weed, so I'll definitely come with him to make sure this happens.
Rob the martyr.
Biggest mistake of the trip. Because, okay, so we're hanging out with this guy. He's done with the set. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go. Let me just go to my friend Cokie, because I want to get some coke first. And that's only 8 blocks away. I'll just skate over,
watch my guitar.
His friend Cokie. That's right.
Cokie
the name,
Roberts.
The name of his coke dealer is Cokie.
Or is that just what he calls him?
Maybe that's what he calls him. I don't know. And this guy
the
was...
The weed dealer is weedy.
This guy was so tweaked already that I feel like he didn't really need more coke. But okay. So we're waiting for him. He gets back surprisingly quickly, possibly because he's on coke. And then he's so coked out that now he's not going to get us weed. He wants to hang out with us now. and
talk to you for 4 hours.
Yes, and work out his like sweat out his coke high. So you're like, let me just get a beer, let me drink this beer, and then we'll go get your weed. And I'm like, Oh god. So then he starts talking to us.
Yeah, but
so he starts talking to me and our friend Frank and Noah are like in the room, and then Noah texts me and she's like, "Is everything okay? Do you guys need us to come out?" And I'm like, "No. It's incredibly boring. We're just waiting for him to leave." And then what do you guys do?
Well, you texted me that he was telling you his whole life story.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh.
I think it's kind of amusing because he was telling you how his brother died last week and how he has, like, a kid or something.
He has a 14-year-old kid in California. And then he, like, showed us a picture of her. And I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know. Shit.
So then... So Frank and I wanted to go explore, but we didn't have to. We didn't
actually,
want to.
We
have
wanted to go get snacks. I remember.
Okay,
you wanted snacks.
I wanted snacks. All right, I wanted snacks, and you wanted nail clippers.
Yes.
So we had to find both of those things, but we didn't want to have to exit from the front because we didn't want to have to get caught in the same conversation that you guys were having. So we found.
Yeah, we snuck out the back.
Yeah.
And
we snuck into like some back alley.
But then when we were coming out of the store, we actually saw you guys. And somehow, because I guess we were half buzzed and really tired and whatever else throughout the day, we thought it would be really funny to just follow you guys. And
but like from
you.
Across
now,
the street.
Now, back to my perspective, I am pretty much, I want to say, live texting them my irritation this whole time. Like, what am I
doing? Say, like, are you going to get any weed? No? Then fuck off, man.
Well, no, he was going to get a sweet. He's like, let me just finish this drink. So are you guys like metal? Yeah, I like some metal. I like some black metal. Yeah, that shit's crazy. Yeah, like Opeth.
DMX.
That's not black metal, bro. And I'm like texting, I'm like, why did I think it was a good idea to trust a cokehead to get me weed? Like, why? Why? No. And then like, I'm texting them, like 5 or 6 texts, and they're not responding to me. And I'm like, are you guys alive? Are you with me here? What's going on?
We were just across the street laughing at you.
We were hysterically laughing, just watching this entire thing go down.
And then he's like, all right, I'm done with my beer.
So then he takes you to the hostel around the corner.
But hold on. Then as soon as we walk out, I'm like, where are they? And then me and our friend are like, where are they? Yeah, I don't know where they are. Let's just go get this stuff. And it's like, oh, aren't those your friends right there across the street? And both of us are thinking like, oh, man, this guy's so fucked up. How are they across the street? They're in the room. And then we look and we're like, oh, wait a minute. That is them over there. What the fuck? How the fuck did they get out there?
Creeping behind a bush? Or
and did they, like, run away?
They're behind the car.
And you saw them?
No. They just turned their back to us.
Yeah, and we just hid behind, like, a light post, and we're like, yeah, they can't see
us. Every time
they
turn around to look at us, we pretend they were, like, some other people just talking to each other.
So then we're walking, and then he tells us this great little tale about how in California – people who do drugs, they would call them heads, and they would say, are you a head? And they would say, can I get it? Like, a head? Like, you're not behind, you're a head.
Stand-up comedy.
And then he had that coke laugh, and that coke laugh over and over. Like, the more he would laugh, the more irritated. It would be so bad. And then we get to this place called The Hostel, and it looks like a total, like, party den. He's like, all right, you guys wait here.
There was a party bus parked in front of it.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Miami has crazy party buses and party limos. There
and
was
crazy
this,
cars.
There was this gigantic, like, Hummer stretch limo that pulled up, and it opens.
Any party sedans?
No. No party sedans.
Sid parties in a sedan.
There was a stripper pole in the limo. Pretty ballin'. Gary, you know what's up with that? Have you ever been in one of those limos?
No.
But anyway, so we finally get it.
Human toilet doesn't do the stretch remote.
That's a bit too upscale for me.
while we're waiting for him to get our weed, we run into some metalheads at the hostel. And this one really cracked out looking chick with a bikini top on who looked so disgusting.
Was it that dude's daughter?
Yes.
Small world.
But she was like, yeah, I'm going on a metal cruise. I fucking love heavy metal. And fucking love it. And then somebody was like, oh, cool. So what are some of the bands you're looking forward to? Look, I'm going to be honest with you, okay? I went on this cruise last year. I'm going on this year, and I don't know any of the fucking bands that are playing. But you know what? I'm going to watch them. And if I like what I hear, I'm going to be like, fuck yeah, man. And I'm going to be a fan for life.
Did you hit it?
I was about to hit her because she wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Did you promote your serious show?
Flesh Funk just said that was Metal Sinaz that you
saw. So then he finally gave us the weed, and we eventually finally fucking ditched him, which took forever, and we smoked.
Well,
it.
He invited us all to stay and watch his last set.
Yeah.
And then when he went to the bathroom, we all just ran to the room to smoke the weed that we just got.
He really started out as like a cool dude. Like, it's so weird how that all turned out, you know?
Yeah. Then he became Cokie McCokeferson.
Cocaine
and
drugs.
That was his dealer. It was Cokie McCokeferson.
They're all Cokies.
Oh.
They're all ahead.
Thank you.
So then the next day we get to the cruise, and we're on the cruise, and that's fun. And what are some what happened the first night? What was the eventful stuff on Monday? Well, the first thing was that the stage took forever to be built. There was plenty of time to kill. We were just drinking and stuff.
Yeah. We met Fred and a bunch of other people.
We met a bunch of people from Calgary.
Yeah, we met really nice people.
Yeah.
That whole cruise was just like one big house party on a boat. Where everyone was really cool.
Yeah.
Everyone was drunk.
And it was really funny seeing guys in bands just in normal life situations, like Kirk Weinstein, whatever.
Who?
Weinstein.
Kirk from Crowbar. But that's another story. But he was fucking just like, first of all, if he wasn't playing, he was drunk off his ass. Like, ridiculously.
Oh, man. Drunk
so,
all the time.
So drunk. And then just macking it, like, he was in this one lounge with like his legs on this girl and like petting her and like it's like come on, you're a metal guy, what are you doing, petting a woman?
He's in fucking
watch
Crowbar.
Him try to get on a stool that didn't have a seat on it.
Oh my god, yes. He was so drunk at this bar, and then a stool was broken and he was still trying to sit on
it.
Yeah, it was just a pole, and he's sitting on it like a baby.
Maybe
like
he was just trying to like sodomize himself.
Yeah,
but
that I know about.
That's why they're called Crowbar. Jam it up there.
And the other great Crowbar story that we have is like
two great Crowbar stories.
Yes.
First time there's ever been any great Crowbar story.
And this,
we have two.
This cruise paid for itself already just in the Crowbar story.
This is probably my favorite story from the cruise. Is okay. It's late night. Crowbar was playing the second night at 4 a.m, which is insane. But think about how drunk someone will be at 4 a.m. and how
like
excited,
delirious, and tired
yeah.
at the same time.
So okay, so we're at the pool deck cafeteria, and we're going to Crowbar, and we get in the elevator, and on the opposite side, going into another elevator, is a drunk woman, and the drunk woman is just like Crowbar, and then our elevator doors close. And then we're like laughing and giggling about how funny it is that this drunk person is so into Crowbar.
Yeah, that's
then,
like yelling in the
yeah.
elevator.
So then we get to our floor, and then the doors open, and then their doors open too, and then we hear her again, Crowbar! Like the B is gone now. She's so drunk that she can't pronounce the B. It's Crowbar!
Wait, did she run down the stairs to meet you at the next?
No,
she was
took
in the elevators across.
She took another elevator, and we were both going to the same floor. So we're like laughing about how she's going Crowbar, but then as it opens, it's like part two. Crowbar!
Crowbar!
Yes!
But I was really happy for her because on the fourth day, I saw her getting into the elevator with Kirk, and it seemed like they were chatting. So she was probably like
she
in the ether.
She fulfilled a fantasy.
Yeah, totally.
Of hanging out with Crowbar. what else happened? Corpse Grinder, singer of Cannibal Corpse, MVP of the cruise.
Yes.
I saw him everywhere. He watched a lot of bands constantly at the bar. On the last day of the cruise, we were running around doing interviews. He did not leave this one spot in this bar, I'm not exaggerating, the entire day. The entire day, he was at this one bar, and we talked to him, we interviewed him. And he was like, yeah, man, I've been fucked up this whole cruise. I mean, we played the first night. I was sober. Then I didn't sleep for 36 hours. And then I slept a little bit before we played again. And then since playing, which was the day before, early, he's like, I haven't slept, man. I've just been up this whole time drinking. Nobody on this fucking cruise can outdrink me, man. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, he was another one. He was going at it for, he was talking to us for like 45 minutes.
Yeah, he's a chatter. But honestly, one of the nicest people ever. He was a total sweetheart. That was what you would expect from Corpse Grinder.
When we went to L.A. and we were in the bar and Lemmy walked in there.
Yeah.
And he just perched himself in one spot.
Well, that's his spot at the Rainbow.
It was like being at the wax museum. Like he never moved. He never talked to anybody. He never blinked. He was just standing in one corner.
Oh, Corpse Grinder talked to everybody.
He was so friendly. He would take photos of people. And I feel like he was like the mascot of the cruise because like as we were talking to him, people would pass by and just, like, stop and, like, stare at him and, like, take a photo. And he would turn and he'd, you know, give him the horns and whatever. Yeah. He wouldn't like, you know, bark at them like, get out of here. I'm close to him.
But I feel like all the bands who were at least walking around, they were all social with everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody but Children of Bodom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bodom was not social at all. We have a caller. Let's take a caller really quick. 786. You're on the Metal Injection Livecast. How you doing? 786, say something, or we'll have.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
Hi, who is this, and where are you from?
Kevin from Miami.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Are you the musician who hooked them up with weed?
No. What's I was the one that I mentioned earlier last week or 2 weeks ago for that episode. I was like, hey, Sean told me he was going to come by and see me in Miami. He never did.
Prick.
Oh, way to go, Sean.
Oh, because he showed up here. Instead.
Yeah. He thought this was my messages, man.
If you buy me a ticket. Well,
maybe some other time. Maybe everyone else is saved.
So what's up?
So I'm listening to all these stories you guys are saying that what happened down here in Miami. And yeah, that's basically a normal time down here in Miami. All the sex buses and stuff.
What kind of car do you drive?
A Corolla.
Oh. Does it have, like, those huge tires? Does it bounce up and down?
A low rider? Yeah, yeah. Do you have a low rider? That's
no.
That's a typical Cuban thing down here.
Okay, Sean, every guy in the area where we were staying had this, like, shiny car with a paint job and these huge flashy tires.
They don't really do that to Corollas, though. That's like...
Yeah. I don't know.
It costs more to do that than a Corolla costs.
You'll be surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
Corn or flour, lowrider?
I was waiting for you to dump that one in.
Okay, I have a question for you. How many cars do you own?
There's actually...
Oh, he didn't even answer. All right.
Well, no, he's gone. Oh. He's gone.
I was a little itchy on the trigger there. Sorry.
Okay,
it's been 2 weeks since you hit that.
Sorry, Kevin.
Jeez. All right, call back. We'll let you say one.
And then we'll hang up on you again.
So then Tuesday night, was there anything happened on Tuesday night? Nothing.
Tuesday night, that's when I was really drunk.
No, Wednesday was when you were really drunk. Noah kept going like, man, we haven't gotten really trashed. And then we're like, all right, let's go get trashed.
Well, it was really frustrating because I was drinking a lot. And I feel like because I was eating a lot, I wasn't really getting as drunk as I'd like to be. So on Wednesday, I made it a point to get really, really fucked up because Moonstar were playing at 2 o'clock in the morning.
And you wanted to get through it.
And oh, my God, did Noah ever get drunk. Like... So belligerently, like me on my birthday level drunk.
Oh, no.
Wow. Did you vomit?
Yes.
Oh. Wait, because of the drinking or because of Moonstar?
Stop it!
Shankletown wants to know if you squirted at all on the cruise. Did you squirt?
No.
There was no time to squirt.
What? Oh. Noah's got it down to like 2 minutes now. Yeah. She could do it in an elevator.
But I did record a video of Noah drinking. Noah after she was really drunk.
Are you going to now play this video?
Oh my
over
God!
You're going to say now. Could you lower my audio so I could unplug it? Yeah, I know Noah will definitely not want the video shown on the website.
No.
But I feel the audio is okay.
Can we see the video?
Is there any squirting in this?
No, there's no squirting. Are you sure we want to play this?
I can't be any sure about anything in my life. We absolutely want to play this. Okay, so Noah had a lot of drinks. Okay, and at one point in the night, after so many drinks, like at 1 in the morning, Noah just decides to lay down on the floor on this like this rising area by the staircase. So she's laying down and like, I agree, you guys, this is so fun. And then she's drinking her drink, and then she's like, all right, I'm done with this. And then she threw it. She threw a glass.
I don't remember that at all.
And we're like, okay, Noah, this is really funny.
Yeah.
But you got to tone it down, honey.
Frank,
it was a wrapper.
You didn't bring. You threw the glass, and I had to go after it because I didn't want the kids to get in trouble getting out of there.
And then there was a okay. So then I drag Noah back to the room because I'm like, okay, this girl is done. No, I'm a good friend. Stop it. And then she was so drunk, she's like, no.
Get to the rape.
She's like, Rob, I want to go out and party. We got to go find Frank and do karaoke. I'm like, no, you're going to bed. And so then I started recording her because she was so hilarious. So this is it. Is my volume up?
Yeah.
Can we see the video?
Wait. I have to take my case out because it's blocking. Hold on.
Wait. No. Don't do anything drastic. Okay.
All right, here we go.
See it.
Yeah.
To find Frank.
Where's Frank?
Noah's head is down now.
Oh.
She fell.
By the casino.
How do you know this?
Because he went to watch somebody else. And then they finished, and the where else would he go? But the casino. Unless he went to the bar.
Which
one?
It's
embarrassing. Frank is at the bar over there.
Which one?
The one there.
That's a wall.
You're not taping me, are you?
No.
No, it's not tape. It's digital.
Now Noah has fallen over on the bed.
Done with what?
This is like a POV porn right now.
You're taping me. I know you're
like one of those audition.
Yeah.
These production tricks will never get past you.
Is that Frank?
No, that was me closing the bed. You're so concerned about Frank. It's so cute.
You're raped.
By whom?
The guys from Semi-L.
He'd like that, though, no?
Probably. Then he might get pregnant. He won't like that.
He is a man. Men cannot get pregnant.
Except for Schwarzenegger.
I love that she goes, no, he's not.
I don't believe you.
You are passed out. If I left you right now, you would fall asleep like this.
No, I would go to karaoke and sing.
What would you
my
sing?
Heart out.
What would you sing?
I like heart. Balls. Hearts on fire. I would sing Liverpool Hearts on Fire.
Then again. It's a song from Over the Top.
How does the chorus to Hearts on Fire go?
Hearts on fire.
This should really be put on the
phone.
There's nothing wrong with this video.
I'll show you tomorrow how drunk you are.
But this is what I wanted. I asked for this.
I know. So now you will see the monster that you created.
You know what? This monster is a happy monster.
Good.
Did you blow
we'll
chunks?
See how sober you feel.
No, that happened at 7 in the morning when Frank got back.
Hey.
Monster who can put his glasses on backwards. Okay.
Wow, so sophisticated.
She is in her room. Not like Frank, who is getting raped right now by a member of Semi-L. In Camelot.
At Camelot. How did they get there?
They knew Frank was suggestible. And
wow.
And they
the
were
truth
like,
really comes out when you drink.
No, you realize your eyes are closed. I have been closed for 15
because
minutes.
They can see your sneaker.
Tons of gay sex.
So they're barely open.
They can see my glasses.
But you don't want to see them. You can
close them. Do you see them in close to bed?
Oh, that's it. So that's Noah drunk. Good time.
Frank, were you getting raped by semi-elf?
Yeah, I was having ass babies.
Oh my god.
It was great. Noah was in rare form. She was so funny. I was so entertained by it. It was the show of the night.
And I had a blast as well. Okay.
And the reason she was singing Hearts on Fire is because Hammerfall went out the night before, and the chorus is so infectious that it was stuck in our heads.
We were singing
time.
It to the
entire
dining
time,
room.
It was just.
Can hey, wait, I have it. I have it
right now.
I have it. Here it is. Noah, sing along to this.
No, this is the wrong Hearts on Fire.
Come on, no,
this is I have it.
Oh. This is nowhere near the Rocky IV song.
It's like a power metal Andrew WK. That's pretty much power metal.
It was packed for Hammerfall both nights.
I have to say, I pretty much hate power metal.
Right.
But
as you should.
That Hammerfall song is pretty great.
From what I just heard, I heard neither power nor metal in that song.
What did you hear, Sid?
Andrew WK.
Awful.
But what how would you classify it? What genre?
Corny? I don't know.
But like
cheese metal? Is that a genre? Cheese
yeah,
metal?
Yeah, power metal.
No,
there
like,
you go.
I think it's like Andrew WK playing hair metal
yes.
in the late 80s. Mm-hmm.
I feel a lot of the power metal is really just pop, like pop metal.
How come it's okay to like it
not
if you're
pop
a metal,
metal.
Fan?
I think it's very poppy. Like that.
No, to me, pop metal would be like The Rasmus or some shit like that, you know?
The Rasmus isn't metal at all. That's hard rock. No, but like that Nightwish song, I Wish I Had an Angel, that is absolutely a pop song.
Yeah, I guess so.
Here, let me play it for you guys because I know
Dumped
you have
over my head.
No idea what fucking Nightwish is.
I know what Nightwish is.
But
I wish I had an angel.
Okay. Buy
shit like this.
This
people
is like
people were eating this. This was one of the headliners.
Wait.
It makes me embarrassed for like you know like people that like metal.
This is like power ballads of the 80s
yeah,
when you
yeah,
watch an infomercial.
Terrible.
In there.
Hey,
what, Frank? You like this?
I
like
God
everything, man.
I
would honestly put this
some sort of.
I would put this right next to Trap Them and easily listen to it.
Skip to the next song, which is Poison.
No,
and then
sing along
that,
with
Mr. Big.
Yeah. Warren
Cinderella.
All right. I don't particularly like Nightwish because I don't like her voice. But
like her
to
face.
See them live, and Frank can agree with me, to see the rest of the band live,
yeah. Margo,
they were
awesome.
Really, really,
here we go.
Really tight and really good.
Does she sing with her nips out?
Unfortunately not.
I would watch that.
Yeah.
Her eyes are too far apart. Yeah.
She got fetal alcohol syndrome?
Got a little Christina Ricci going on.
She's got a Goonies thing going
Let's
on.
See, Rob.
Got the fan.
Chunk loves sloth.
Okay, I would unplug if I turn my computer.
That's good, win-win.
Wasn't this on the soundtrack to Mission Impossible 3? Yeah, they have a video. That's what Hearts on Fire, right? That was Rocky IV. You see Rocky chopping wood in
yeah.
Siberia. I wish I could be a Russian at boxing.
Look, not all metal has to be grim and depressing. Some of it can be upbeat.
And depressing.
That's what's, to me, that's what's awesome about metal is that it's so widespread and there's so many things to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So many genres.
I mean, I don't know.
Hey, it can't all be like crazy power chords and shit, you know?
No, I know.
Yeah.
But I just wish more people were into like better stuff than this because I think this has a lot of fans, right? Like a lot of people.
A lot of fans.
So, like,
it just
seems so lopsided. I don't know.
Well, it's because it's more accessible. Because
would you,
people
seriously,
that,
though, would you really want a band like Trap Them or Converge to be the biggest band on the planet?
No, but I would like
Wouldn't
more
that
people
lose
be
its
like,
special?
Interested in them than this, though. Now they don't have to like play arenas and shit.
He
like
wants
that,
them
but.
Not to have to be on food stamps, is what he's saying.
True. Okay. I don't want them.
But
to
I feel if they weren't on food stamps, sure, I wouldn't like them.
I sort of hungry. I sort of feel like metal is too broad a term at this point, and it's lost
yeah.
most meaning. Like there's like a band like that and a band like Converge, they have nothing in common at all. Why even use any? That's just what we just heard was just lame hard rock. That's not why is that metal? Because they say they're metal. Isn't have to be
maybe
a little
that
bit more
single
long,
is a
hair.
Little bit on the hard rock side, but a lot of their songs have
yeah. they do
more
have like faster, heavier songs.
Can you
and the compositions are more like complex than
the
like
same
the
way
hard
like
rock.
Metallica has ballads, and I don't necessarily think that they're metal. You know, like a song like Fade to Black is maybe hard rock.
Well, yeah, they're hard rock now. They're not metal anymore.
Yeah.
There you go. A little musical discussion on our.
Yeah, I tried.
Yeah, what are we doing? Come on, get rid of that, please.
I'm trying to think of more silly things that happened on the boat.
Did anyone get any action on the boat? All
we
these
talk,
wasted
people.
We
don't
no,
talk.
I heard about.
Yeah,
blanket. We don't talk about.
I saw
two bands.
Why not?
Yeah, I had ass babies with some.
Yeah.
But I saw actually. I witnessed this German guy having sex in the hot tub with this really overweight, disgusting girl.
No, you didn't.
Awesome. Yeah.
Oh God, which hot tub was it? Because Rob and I were sitting in one of them.
No. I couldn't dare to watch much.
Noah, some guy tries to hit on you, right? You should tell that story about some drunk guy. I was like, hey, you like this guy? Oh, you play guitar? Whatever. Remember?
What? Yeah. No, I don't remember.
Oh, my God.
Robert.
He came up to
me.
I'm
not pissed.
Was Rob the drunk guy?
Was she drunk?
Please. I could have totally. I could have totally raped Noah if I wanted to that night. But I did it.
Video says
because
you did.
I'm over it.
Your eyes have been closed for 15 minutes.
Here, Noah.
Okay.
That's your hand.
We didn't see you pan down to you jerking off the whole time you're filming that.
No, that's your hand fisting yourself.
I think, I know what you're talking about, Rob.
Okay, go.
I was taping one of the bands, and Frank had me doing the wide-angle shot, so I was in the crowd holding the camera. So there's this guy next to me, and he's visibly drunk, and he starts, like, singing in my ear and stuff.
Was
so...
it Ken Pierce?
No, it wasn't Ken Pierce. So, it didn't really bother me because I was also kind of buzzed and it was amusing me. So then I look over at his T-shirt and I see that he's wearing a Blotted Science T-shirt. So I'm like, oh, is that a Blotted Science T-shirt? And he's like...
What does it say, bitch?
He's like...
Damn, you're drunker than I am.
So he's like, how do you know about Blotted Science? And I was like, what do you mean? And then I was like...
On your chest.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck they are.
And then I asked him if he saw Riot because Bobby Jarzembeck was playing drums for them, and Ron, his brother, is the guitar player of Blotted Science. All right, Sean. Let's talk about how you came here last week and there was no one here.
We already did. We already did when it started.
That's a re-ridicule you.
So I started saying that to him, and he was so, like, shocked that he literally, like, walked away from me, shaking. And then he comes back.
No. Oh, okay.
And he's like, oh, my God, you know about Blotted Science? And he's like, do you play an instrument? So I was like, yeah, I play guitar. And he's like, oh, she knows Blotted Science, and she plays guitar. And then he just walks away.
Do you want to play my
part
instrument?
Out loud to you? The she?
Yes.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah.
He, like, whispered it under his breath. But, like, it obviously wasn't a whisper because I heard him over the music.
So if he pursued you, would there have been any, emotion on the ocean or anything?
Yeah, if he didn't walk away from me.
Oh, you liked him?
He wasn't that bad looking.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's not very
positive. I had my beer goggles on.
Okay.
So.
See, that's what I'm wondering. You guys are all single. You're on this boat trapped together with a bunch of wasted people, half-dressed and all that kind of shit. And no one.
That's different for Noah. It's different for a girl, I think.
Why?
I
think it'd be easier for her to if
Noah's
you saw
very...
someone like a hot guy that was drunk and you
honestly,
wanted to make up.
Honestly, Sean, I spent a lot of time by myself watching bands because Frank and Rob were doing their own thing and asked to like photograph bands and I wanted to see power metal bands. So I spent a lot of time standing alone and I spent a lot of time in my bikini laying around. And nobody came over and talked to me.
Are there going
to
be pictures of
that
on the
website? Yeah, was there going to be the 8,000 hit photos?
Oh, no. Don't you worry. There are plenty of photos.
Now,
the last 10 minutes, we never spoke about this, but we docked at the Cayman Islands.
Yeah.
And we did like a whole photo shoot with Noah.
It totally became a photo. Like, at first I was like, oh, it'll be funny.
It was really
for Noah. But then Frank was totally like, okay, now do this.
Yeah.
Now do that. And I'm like, holy shit, this is a total fun.
Were you in a thong?
It was really just like the last 5 minutes we were there because we didn't do it the entire time. It was like, oh, we're leaving? All right, we'll hit.
I am the most awkward person in front of a camera. It was not a photo.
There was some really
thong?
No, I think we have some really nice pictures of us, but like I wasn't trying to like roll around in the sand like it was Sports Illustrated.
No, she made it clear that she was very uncomfortable. So.
Did you jump your tits out?
So you did it more.
No, but Frank's camera is waterproof, so he was taping my ass in the water.
What?
And I did not like that, Frank.
By the way, anyone listening to this, let this be a lesson that you can go on the cruise next year.
Noah will be there. No one else talks to her.
You yeah, talk
could,
to me.
You could get laid.
Seriously? Oh. Noah, if you just went up to her and talked to her and expressed any sort of interest, you probably could have got it in.
Yeah.
And then, because Noah was like...
All you have to do is just act like you like me.
And,
you and then I like you.
You don't even have to like her. You just have to act
just
like her.
Pretend like you like
her. Her self-esteem was at an all-time low. Frank raped her with the camera.
Rob raped her with a camera.
Frank set the bar by like getting her all self-conscious.
We're compiling footage for our pay site, so.
NoahInjection.net. .xxx.
Definitely turn into 70,000 tons of rape.
Yeah.
Drop.
rape.
No, but it was a great time. It was fun. There was stuff. Got drunk.
A lot of shrimp.
How was the food? I meant to ask you.
The food, I was definitely more pleased with the food this year than last year.
There were a few dinners where Rob and I had two entrees.
Yeah, well, we would split a second entree.
How's the food work? Do they, like, you pay a set fee?
No.
Or
yeah, well, it's included in the price of your ticket
right.
to the cruise.
Mm-hmm.
So all the food is included, and non-carbonated drinks are included. So they'll have, like, a lemonade, an iced tea, and water. But if you want, like, soda or beer or hard liquor, you have to pay for it.
But how do they handle you? Like, you can walk up and get eight entrees if you want?
Theoretically, yes. So for breakfast and lunch, it's buffet style. And you just go to the buffet and you could. Ah. It's all you can eat, basically.
That's great.
And then,
perfect boat for, like, Overeaters Anonymous. Then.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then for dinner.
70,000 tons?
There's
an extra ton.
For dinner, there's a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's like a regular restaurant. There's a menu. Excuse me.
Ew.
And
shrimp memories.
And you could order. There's that shrimp that I had on Thursday. You could order, you know, as many appetizers and entrees as you want.
Right.
And then they'll also have like a premium menu where you can buy lobster or filet mignon. And it comes at, like, a lobster was like $15, which is relatively cheap for the lobster. But when you think about the fact that you paid like $1,000 to get on this boat, which with the food included. You don't really need the lobster.
And you're probably going to throw it up later that night. So
but
what's the point?
The other thing is, if you're not an alcoholic, you can pretty much go the entire cruise without spending an additional dollar.
Great.
Yeah, because everything that you would need is already included in the price of it.
I might come with you next year.
You might need to.
Darren, I think if you would have been there, we would have had so much fun.
But you didn't without me.
We did, but we would have, like, so much more fun.
Double the fun.
Cool. Yeah, is there any way we can get, like, the whole cast to be able to go?
Get us comp.
All of a sudden,
we'll
now you
want to
go see Hammerfall? Sean?
No, I want to go on a cruise.
I do, too. Yeah. I don't give a fuck who's playing.
Well,
I'm cool.
This might be a good time. This might be a good time to mention that they are doing this again, and it's going to be called the Barge to Hell, where they have more extreme bands.
Yeah.
Oh,
less,
man, I want to go.
Power, more extreme.
I'm
in.
So it might be more death metal or like...
It's going to be all gore grind, power violence.
I think I'm going to be
porno
busy that week.
In.
You're busy that week? We didn't tell you what week it was.
The downside of that boat, though, that has all Sean bands on it, it's just made of balsa wood. And
you know what?
you get to eat free pizza boxes and shit.
Balsa wood and ice. It's made.
We got a lot of pee in the fridge and old beer bottles if you want to drink.
It's just made out of old PBR tabs.
We just plug old band shirts in the holes.
They're going to need like 80 bands just to fill the time slots.
Yeah.
We'll be done in the first afternoon.
Yeah, all the bands are done in the first afternoon.
80 bands in one day.
So the other cool thing was that once all the bands are done, the only thing left to do is karaoke all night, and that's the only bar open. Now, Frank, can you please play the bite that you have of Frank Mullen, vocalist of Suffocation, singing Crushing New York, New York, the Frank Sinatra classic. Frank Mullen, by the way, one of my favorite frontmen in all of metal, best in-between song banter, I believe. Yeah, you have to...
It's not plugged in.
Yeah, hold on.
Here we go.
Thank you. I'm gonna make it anywhere. And it's up to you, New York.
fucking throat. I'll punch you in the uterus. I don't give a fuck about any of this shit. Goddamn, but pow!
We're having a kidney shot. We're having a kidney shot. Fuck yeah. Everybody, let's hear the Frank for the fucking time!
Goddamn shit! Kill you!
Crowbar!
So it was a good time. So as we learned, if you see a girl on one of these cruises that's alone and really hot, approach her.
Yeah, have sex with her.
Yeah.
Don't ask. Just do it, and then we'll figure it out later.
Yeah.
She's probably blackout drunk anyway, so whatever.
If I mean, you know, if you do it, then there's a couple of days before the authorities are warned anyway.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
International waters. You do whatever
the fuck
you
want. Yeah, there you go.
Dump her right over the side, too.
Yeah.
Gary Suarez is going now. Am I right, Gary?
Next year, I'm at it.
Bruce. Noah's excited.
He's waiting for the all ages.
No, that was her being dumped into the ocean.
Oh, I see.
Gary, does this cruise sound interesting to you?
It sounds horrible.
Yeah. How come?
Seriously, it sounds like the worst experience. Because my parents have been like, they become cruise people, so they just talk about how wonderful cruises are, and combine that with Nightwish. Fucking thank
you. That was just one dip.
Seriously, it's like being trapped on a boat with all this horrible shit, and then fucking what? Moon Sorrow? No, thank you. Maybe seriously, name one band on there I would even remotely like.
I watch Cannibal Corpse and Venom.
See, I mean, like for instance, me and Noah, we like a lot of these bands, but Rob might like maybe two of the bands on the list or something like that.
Rob just
know?
Goes because he wants to get noticed,
time, you know.
But it's Rob went for free though.
Yeah.
Relatively.
He wants shrimp cocktail and to be noticed by people. That's it.
And I succeeded on both accounts.
There you go. See, there's a win for you.
Shrimp.
No, but yeah, I will say there were times in the first few days where I was kind of like, oh my god, this is kind of torturous. This is like kind of boring. I want to be in my bed. But then, like, it really became pretty fun.
You just drink
fun.
More alcohol, and everything becomes fun.
Really?
But
you just have
anywhere.
To be there with the mind that you're going to have fun and have a good time and meet people. And, you know what I mean?
That's the thing that I feel the unadvertised fun part about the cruise is just meeting metalheads from all over the world and hanging out with people that you would never hang out with. And that was my favorite part, was just talking to, like, this dude from Brazil and those people from Calgary that we met. Like, they're all really cool people.
If you're the kind of person who goes to a bar
and sits by
yourself,
Luis. Probably
not going to have fun.
The people from Calgary were Fred, Dave,
Darcy.
And Darcy.
Jeez.
Dave, yeah.
That's right.
You want a prize for remembering
them? I've been trying to remember names because I always forget them.
It wasn't Dave. It was Mike.
Mike, yeah.
There you go. There was a Dave in there somewhere. So how many bands? How many
guy.
Bands, Gary? I have the lineup here.
Yeah.
How many bands would you be into?
I think I count one.
Which band?
Let's go through them.
It's Kra.
Kra.
All right.
I think it's Kra and that's it. Yeah, these are all fucking horrible.
Venom. You don't like Venom?
No.
Venom was amazing.
20 years ago, maybe.
I didn't actually watch Venom.
Oh, dude, Venom was awesome.
They were so good. They were so crushing.
It was awesome.
Venom gets
awesome. I was watching
another,
the singer
go ahead.
In his little red shorts.
Yes,
on
at
the
Cayman
island.
Islands. He was on the boat with us on the shuttle back. And he was wearing these little
short shorts.
And his hair was in a ponytail. But
was he like 60?
Yeah.
Really old.
But when we were coming back to the shuttle ship, back to the cruise, there was another one that was loading people from a separate cruise. And they were looking at us, and they were, like, in awe, and they were taking photos, and the guys were, like, throwing the horns and everything.
They were belligerent drunks on our
So once we got on the boat, we had belligerent drunks who were posing for these people who were taking a picture of them who were in the cruise in front of us. And as we were pulling away... Oh, no. Before we pulled away, they started a Your Boat Sucks chant, and then, like, the whole boat started to chant, Your Boat Sucks! And then as we pulled away, like, five guys lined up and mooned the women on the other ship.
All these old ladies on this, like, you know, more traditional cruise ship are getting mooned by these metalheads. It was a very classy moment.
Amazing.
It really made me proud to be a metalhead. Like, we're really fighting those stereotypes.
That was a 70,000 tons of Perry Como cruise. They were pretty rowdy, too.
70,000 tons of Ben Gay.
They were drunk on marinara sauce.
But it's lights out at 8.
Yes.
Also, was it God Dethroned or Dark Funeral? Was it the singer that you saw in the morning one day?
Oh, who, yes. It was the singer of Dark Funeral. I was on the deck tanning, waiting for Frank and Rob. And as I was walking by, I hear him saying, "I'm over the sun bullshit."
You could totally tell who they were.
Yeah.
They had such disdain for life. It was just...
But he was on the taxi line after we docked on the way home, and there was this couple. What?
Somebody farted. It smells terrible in here.
Or your dog took a dump.
Yeah.
It might be him.
It's very distracting. Go on though.
Okay.
Anybody want to take credit for the smell that's going on right now?
I would have absolutely taken credit,
I would,
but
yeah,
it wasn't me.
I'm cold.
I'm jealous. Almost. Where's
Bruce? So anyway, wait. Finish the story. So
I don't remember what I was saying. Oh, yeah, we were on the line to get a taxi, and this couple was about to get into a taxi, and they recognized the singer and guitarist from Dark Funeral, who were standing right in front of us. And they're like, "Oh, can we have a picture? Can we have a picture?" And he's like, "Sure." And they were so excited. And that's it.
Great.
So he did, no. So, all right. You guys threw me off, so I'm done with my story.
Okay, cool.
The gist of
really
that was Dark Funeral has a fan.
Two.
Could that be the title of the episode? Dark Funeral has two fans.
Okay.
Working title.
All right. So I guess that's all we have to talk about on the cruise. I think when we come back from this music break that we're going to do a very special Thrash It or Trash It with bands that gave us demos on the cruise. We're going to try. We're going to check them all out.
Isn't there like 70,000 tons worth of CDs that they brought home?
Thankfully, not 70,000 tons, but quite a few. Five, I believe.
Did Noah throw up on any of them?
No.
No.
Not yet.
Well, this music break is going to be all bands that I specifically, because I picked the break.
Any Crow
that I liked on this cruise, and we're going to kick it off.
Crar.
We're going to kick it off with here's a little Crar. Right here on the Metal Injection Livecast. This is a live version from their Live Plus 1 EP.
Monster in the
Howdy, listeners. In order to keep up with all this jazz about social networking, Chuck Blandington is now on Twitter. Follow me at Bland Injection. It's mostly me making fun of Nola, Rob, and Frank. Oh, and I guess you should follow the livecast as well. Their Twitter handle is at MILivecast. Twitter. I'm over it. Slaves, Hebrews born to serve, to the Pharaoh, heed, to his every word, live in fear. Ah, the good old days, when Jews did what you told them to do, like building pyramids for free, instead of sitting around for 2 hours talking about penises and assholes and jerking off into Doritos bags. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast. Thank you.
and free. Taking our chances with raw energy. Come ride the night with us. Rock on and fight. Time in my nation to set us. Free fall and wild war. Give up your soul. Slip on the quest to make you play.
This is Chuck Blandington. I apologize if my announcements haven't been up to par lately. My dumbass neighbor has been moving bricks around his yard and screaming motherfucker at the top of his lungs all night. I haven't slept in a week. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
Bottle has empty on the bottle.
You're listening to the show that Kerry King of Slayer plays on his iPod whenever he's not busy watching Schindler's List. Backwards. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast. Any members of the FBI in the audience, the music break is over. Repeat, the music break is over. Please return to your listening posts and resume monitoring of this program for any negative references to Dave Mustaine. That is all. We now return to the Metal Injection Live Cast.
If you are not Dave Mustaine, there will be no negative comments about you this week.
You suck. Oh, there's
why
one.
Not? I'm
homosexual.
Just say anything. Anything. Keep my name out there.
Welcome back to the Metal Injection Live Cast. We have...
You welcome back.
Oh, thank
as
you.
As well.
Thank you. We have some special guests in the studio this week. Frank is joining us, and Gary Suarez, frontman of Human Toilet and writer for MetalSucks.net, are both in the studio. You can check out Gary's band Human Toilet at humantoilet.bandcamp.com. Their band sounds like a combination of the Stooges and Hammerfall.
And the Candy Snatchers.
Yeah. I love this song,
is,
Gary.
I'm
hooked.
This
I'm hooked.
Is older Human Toilet.
Do you have any New York area shows coming up?
We do, actually, yeah. We're going to be playing a show February 24th at Union Pool. With
the day after my birthday.
Oh, nice. Well, it'll be a belated present. It's us... There's a municipal wayside project called Vulture, and Hessian are also playing. So it's three bands will be on first, and it's going to be fucking cool.
Can you put us on the list?
Yeah. So plus how many? Seven plus how many?
I think I'm going to the Pete and Pete reunion that night, actually, at the Bowery Ballroom.
Which one? The early one or the late one? Oh, well, we'll be on probably before that.
Yeah, I'm going to try to buy the early tickets on Monday.
Can we get beer tickets, Gary?
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
All she cares about.
Yeah.
He brought beer here.
Can you
that's
actually,
not enough for you?
Can you actually just live stream it so I can just watch it from my bed?
No, or
through a little Ustream or Justin.tv.
Maybe we'll just come in here and play it.
Yeah.
Noah, will you be roaming around the human around the human toilet show with your bikini on, hoping that people talk to you?
February 24th in Brooklyn is a little bit chilly, Darren.
Inside. It's an inside show, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. But you have to walk
outside
to get inside.
There is a big fire pit at Union Pool and a taco truck.
Yes.
Oh, a fantastic taco truck.
Noah, will you be showing your taco outside the taco truck?
Will I be getting a complimentary taco for showing my taco?
As long as there isn't extra lettuce and beef on it.
Buy Noah a complimentary taco by dialing our number 646-929-1357. We want to hear from you. Well, not really. I kind of want to hear from you. How are you guys doing?
We have something to say.
Oh.
That's Sean's band.
Yeah.
We could open for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Human
urinal.
Is that still going on?
Don't
go, yeah. What, the band, or you?
Everyone's broke up by now.
Don't
every
worry. Their set
every
is
Wednesday
really fast.
In the West Village.
Oh, oh. I thought your band played every Wednesday like you have a residency somewhere. Yeah.
On my couch, watching the new Real World Road Rules Challenge.
Oh, what's it called this time?
Battle of the X's.
What? Because they all used to date each other or
yeah,
something?
Then you're partnered up with the person that you used to date. I work at MTV.
Yeah.
Listen, Sid, you can sigh all you want, but that shit makes money. People watch it.
Anything really makes money. I don't
I know.
Think they need
that's
to put
true.
That on. What doesn't make money, Sean?
We have a lot of shows that only lasted one season and they dumped
Talent
it out.
Library.
Talent Library.
Talent Library's been around for a while, actually. That's actually...
There you go.
People watch that bullshit.
Yeah. Good for Schenkel. All right, well, let's move on to our next segment, a very special edition of...
Trash It or Trash It.
Trash It or Trash It.
No, no, say it sexily.
I like balls.
All right, so what's so special about this edition is we're not going to be taking any requests from our live listeners. Sorry, guys.
They probably don't think that's special.
Instead, we're going to be playing all a bunch of demos
that people gave us in the elevator or by the pool.
Or just while we were drunk and like, oh, you're on a website? Here's my band. Here's our
robot.
all right, so let's start with Bastard Convoy.
I like it already.
I actually really like this logo.
Can I see?
Yeah, it's cool.
It's a nice logo.
You could read it.
It's very readable.
It's minimalist.
Maybe too readable.
It's going to take a little load time.
That's the problem.
Oh!
How many times? God damn it. Calm down.
I'm sorry I brought beer. I'm really sorry I brought
beer. Knocked over.
Rob,
why Rob can't drink on the show.
That's the
third
guys, time
Rob was on a boat all week. He has a little bit of vertigo.
Yeah.
Give him a break.
He hasn't got his G-leg.
Some Dramamine.
Okay, so this band... Their website is bastardconvoy.dk. Is that Denmark? Are they from Denmark? Wow.
Dickland.
Dickland.
So the track titles we have to work with are Foosball and Jägermeister.
Yep, that one.
Yes.
Red Lights, Shitface Sarah, or Darkest Shadow.
I like Shitface Sarah.
I actually know Shitface Sarah. We should play that one.
Okay.
You also know her dog, right? We heard about
sadly,
that before.
Sadly, yes.
She's the one that said, Crowbar!
All right, here's Bastard Convoy with... Oh, before we start this, just to go over the rules, because Gary, I'm not sure if you're familiar.
Yeah, what's what?
But basically, we listen to the song for 45 seconds to a minute, and then we go around the table and we each say if we thrash it, which means we like it, or we trash it, which means we don't like it. And usually if the if all of us do like it, if all of us thrash it, the person who submitted the band gets a prize, but since we don't really have that
information.
Really know. We should take callers and just let them play. We'll play for them and give some away.
I don't understand how that works.
Someone call up and be the contestant. And then if we like the whole Bastard Convoy, they'll get something. They'll represent Bastard Convoy.
Or how about if we like Bastard Convoy, the first person to call will get something.
Well, can I ask this? If no one calls, do we not have to play any of this terrible music?
Wrong. Let's kick
we
it
have
off.
To play.
Bastard
Convoy.
That's one of the chicken or the egg things.
Oh, my iTunes crashed. 1 second. I have to reel
it
in. What
kind of show is this?
A professional one? I mean my imaging software.
Are all these hanging wires safe?
Spill some beer on this fucking guy. He's asking too many questions.
Some more beer on me, why don't
you?
Just breathe your asbestos and shut the fuck up.
Okay, let me try it.
Yeah.
Try this is Hearts on Fire by Convoy the Bastard. Oh, Jesus.
Okay,
Christ.
Here we go.
Awesome.
Just
I have to wait for my...
It's like Philip Glass. Beautiful. John Cage.
John Cage of the Silent Symphony.
Here we go. It's loading. It's loading.
Come on, quick time. Come on, quick time.
I think this is fine.
So far, it sounds like gutter mouth.
No.
Oh, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Sean just yelped in laughter. There was the vocals again. Not a good sign. This is almost as catchy as that Moonstar. I mean, Hammerfall, sorry.
Alright, it's been almost a minute.
I'll go.
Darren's gonna kick it off.
This
Darren
was eerily reminiscent of early Human Toilet, their first garage demo. No, you know, what's weird is that the band, the production on the band sounded really good. And then all of a sudden the vocals kicked in and it sounds so fuzzed. It sounds like someone just put their shitty vocal track on top of an existing song. The vocals are just laughable. In fact, Sean actually laughed when the vocals came on. Awful, awful, awful vocals. I kind of was digging
what
the rip.
What is this bridge here?
They just turned into Slipknot.
It's the Henry Rollins spoken word.
Yeah.
No, I was digging that riff for like about a half second and the vocals completely killed it. I'm going to trash it.
Darren trashes it. All right, Frank, how do you feel?
I dig it. I kind of like the old school guitar sound, like Dismember, Entombed, whatever. It's fun. Fuck it. I'm setting my bar pretty low.
Yeah. Really,
it's only going to get worse.
So what do you say?
I thrash it.
Flash Funk in the chat says the vocalist sounds like the Shockmaster. A little wrestling reference for you. Sean, what did you think?
Shanklestown said it sounds like your stomach.
I'll go with that.
After too much shrimp cocktail.
I want to hate it. The music, I do agree with Frank. It's fun, it's whatever. The low vocals does suck ass, and they really need to work on that. But I kind of like the high screaming, whoever is doing that in second part. So I'll give it a very extremely mild thrash.
All right. Sit.
Everything that Darren said times two, I trash it.
Okay.
Miller.
I like everything except for the way the guy sings, except for the screaming, but unlike Sean, I'm going to trash it.
Oh.
Trash it.
Gary Suarez with your first ever thrash or trash.
I guess because they're from Denmark, I should compare them to the only other band from Denmark that I know, which is Aqua, and they are not they are not as good as Aqua, so I'm going to have to trash it.
Wow, yes. Well, they definitely aren't as good as Aqua, but... I dig it. I feel like if I was at a bar and these guys were playing, I'd be into it.
So you wouldn't run away.
I would run away. I would stay at the bar. So I will thrash it.
All right. That was four thrashes and three trashes.
No, three or four.
Right.
That's what I meant. That's almost 50%.
Yeah. It's only going to get worse.
Let's keep it moving.
Play that one.
Which one?
Shredhead.
Dreadhead. Yes.
Wonder why you like that.
Can I just?
It looks like some Youth Crew hardcore going on.
Can I preemptively thrash it?
Can I see what
I'm
the cover looks
to
like?
No,
it
looks
back
like
back cover. The back cover.
It looks like a shit that the first H2O album took.
Oh.
And that's already that's like a.
This is an Israeli band, I think. Oh.
Israeli H2O.
Oh, yeah.
On the cover is Jabba the Hutt, surrounded by two green alien women. And the album is called Human Nature. And on the back is a picture of all four of them mugging like
they
the cast
really
of
sunk.
Jackass.
Yeah. Yeah.
A bunch of frat guys.
We're having fun, guys. Don't you want to be with us?
Shredhead, man.
Well, before, what do you think they actually sound like? Like based on these pictures. Like, what the fuck do they sound like?
Speed metal.
I say they sound like Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, the cover and the back don't match at all.
Yeah.
Terrible
and the name
Anthrax.
Shredhead doesn't match either of those things either. So I'm
Terrible Anthrax.
Ugly yeah. Kid Joe.
All right, pick a number from 1 to 11.
That was in my head because Sean mentioned, I mean, Sid
number
mentioned
number 5, Becoming the Animal.
Okay, here we go. Shredhead, Becoming the Animal.
Yeah, you were right on Anthrax. So
yeah,
far.
You nailed it, Sid.
So far.
Oh.
That's it. The end.
That's good.
I like it.
Track 6.
Please don't fuck this up, vocals. Please don't
yeah,
fuck this
that's
up.
What I'm... Maybe it's an instrumental. Can we hope?
I'm all about this.
It's pretty good.
I am the law! You won't fuck a brother more!
Oh, sorry.
Sounds like Darren singing.
Does it? I'm insulted.
For a second.
Wait, that was me singing. That was I Am the Law.
Little boy!
Make a fast decision, you have to think real fast.
Yeah. Inane
He's not
lyrics.
Lying to you.
Inane lyrics, it's just like Anthrax still.
Well, English is their second language.
Yeah, this is what it's like a thrash casualty.
All right, I'll go
terrible
first.
ESL lyrics.
While the vocals weren't the best and the lyrics can certainly use some improvement, I think the music sounds fantastic and it covers up enough for the not as great vocal for me to give this a hearty thrash.
Let's preface this by saying every now and then I am surprised by like going into it what it looks like it's going to be and having the exact opposite reaction. This is one of those because I love the fucking shit out of this. I thought this was going to sound horrible. I love the band. I love the vocals. The vocals work for me. This is a great fucking thrash song. I love it. Thrash it.
Right. I thrash it, man. I think it's pretty awesome. I hear so many horrible thrash bands out today, so it's really not that bad.
I listen to the solo.
Very nice.
It's on a guitar?
I would hope
no.
So. This is fucking great.
I'm always go for some Slayer or Raya worship going on here.
Let's not go any downhill from this. Let's play this five times.
Diddy, don't ruin this.
Wait, Sean.
Sean, you thrash it?
Yeah, I did.
It's extremely derivative and unoriginal, but it's really well executed, so I'll give it a light thrash.
That's the best
a mild
get
thrash.
Sid.
No.
That's what Sid says to things he likes in his personal life.
Basically.
What I really like is that this is from Israel.
Is it?
I thought
really wait. Can we fact check that?
I know it's from Israel because the guy who gave it to me, it's his friend's band, and it's they're from Israel.
And you didn't
Israel.
Hook up with that guy either?
No.
Oh. Can I change my vote?
Come on. Here, listen to this.
They're covering Hamadagila.
We're for the same thing.
So I think it's just really awesome that they're playing somebody's bar mitzvah. This is happening. I love it. I thrash it.
Okay.
Yeah. I liked them until I found out they were from Israel.
Oh, Gary.
Now I'm kind of, you know, pro-Palestine on this, so I'm afraid I'm going to have to...
No, don't.
Yes.
No, come on.
They could be Palestinians and Israelis together.
I don't know.
Don't do it. We can give away a free something.
Oh, somebody can get free something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a thrasher.
No collusion. You have to be honest.
No. I'm willing to give somebody something. I'm not a miser.
Forget the politics.
Not like the Israelis.
Forget the
politics. He doesn't like it. First thing was trash.
Yeah, sorry.
So close.
I have to accept your first answer.
The band was Shredhead. You could find out more information about them at facebook.com/Shredhead Band.
And Shred is spelled wrong, so you know it's S-H-R-E-D.
No, that's how you spell Shred.
Isn't that there's no A in Shred?
Nope.
No, that's
Shred.
Jesus Christ.
Great.
Sean is going to be going to the wrong website after the
show. Well, that's why he came to your house last week. He was trying to go to his house, but he couldn't read his own address.
No, he can't.
Here's another song from the Israeli band Shredhead. Here it is.
Where's the case for it?
We're going to do it all.
Wait, I want Rob to try to read this band's name because it's extremely impossible
to
pronounce.
Incredibly ridiculous.
There's back-to-back PHs somehow.
Epinephrine. Can I see that?
It's pronounced.
Let me try.
Epinephrine.
I'm a linguist.
Give me a headache before.
The yellow.
F-Fatha.
Yeah, like it's
Fatha.
Fake.
There's no such word.
The first song is also unpronounceable.
Wait. Do not.
Okay. Yeah.
Do not. Please, hold on.
Sean, you're skipping ahead. Stop
yeah,
it.
Stop skipping ahead.
Sorry.
We're on this one.
We're
right
up
now.
To F of
Jehovah Jireh. That's the first song.
Fafarta?
This is great.
Okay, it's loading it up.
You're loading it up.
The CD cover is like an old time painting of a 17th century painting of a guy being crucified upside down.
Okay. Well, do you have a track that we should play? Because this mic.
All right, I'll read them to you. Jehovah Jiva.
Jehovah Diva.
No, it's a J. Yeah. Holy Living, Holy Dying, The Mirror of Mirrors, and The Apple of Infinite Knowledge.
The Mirror of Mirrors, I like.
All right, let's do that. Three.
Uh-oh.
We didn't guess what this was going to sound like.
Wannabe black metal.
Yeah.
Them tuning?
I was just going to say that. We're on the same wavelength today.
Like the intro.
Wait, D, 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 F, 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 F.
Is this on? Good level?
Yes. F. All right. I've heard enough.
Alright, what do we think?
I went first last time.
Frank.
I'll go first. I'll trash it.
Yeah, that's all he's got.
Sean.
The only thing I liked was the low vocal. I thought he had some good tone and good rasp to it, but everything else was
sick tones?
Completely forgettable. Sick tones, hot licks. But no, I've trashed
that's
it.
Every time I hear music like this, I just think, how was it, like, when they played this for, like, their parents? When, like, mom and dad were like, all right, we paid for all these music lessons. Let's see the end result. And he puts this on. Like,
do you
what?
Think they really have music lessons?
I was just going to say the same. I don't think
music had something.
This might be the music lesson. This
but
might
like,
be, like, when they were learning.
What's the parents' reaction when they hear this? Like, what do old people think
wait,
of
wait, we have it
music?
On tape, what their reaction
oh.
was.
Exactly. Just like this guy's parents, I trashed this.
All right.
Noah, what do you think?
Okay, this part totally killed it.
You liked it before?
I was going to say if they subtract the part where they tune, and if, like, I would thrash it to the point where I would want to listen to another track to see what I really feel about it. But hearing that interlude thing that they just did, trashing it.
Okay.
Trash. Mm.
Yeah. This is probably the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
Better than human toilet?
No, this is way better. This actually makes me want to rethink my whole approach to looking at music, listening to music. So, no, I'm going to thrash this.
Oh, yeah.
Is this an ironic thrash? I don't know if that's allowed.
He is in Williamsburg. He's
I didn't realize, wait, you're adding rules? I didn't know you could add rules.
Okay, fine. I kept wanting to give it a chance, but I'm literally feeling like I'm about to pass out. So that, and this music made me feel that way. It's boring me to the point that I want to pass out. So I trash it.
I would say, like Noah, I feel that if we would subtract certain things from this, it might be good. Like any instruments
like
that were used to make this, or any microphones that were in the vicinity of the singer producing vocals.
Or
if
the
those
oxygen in their lungs.
That too, if any of those things were removed, this might be listenable, but as is, this is horrible. And as much as this inspired Gary in his search for music, this did the opposite for me. I want to gouge out my ears and never listen to music again. So I trash it.
All right. That is a near unanimous trash.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if we go all trash, we should give something.
Yeah,
like
can I take that one home with me?
You absolutely can.
It'll be in your to-go bag.
Sean is fascinated by all the junky CDs.
Yes.
Well, this next band is going to be Sean's new favorite band.
Let's pass the book around.
I think Sean is just fascinated by CDs because we don't see many of them.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, the band is Horror Cult.
I feel like we're back in the 90s again.
Their website is reverbnation.com/horrorcult.
I love the font.
It's amazing. No, just that back image. I can't.
Oh my goodness.
Let me see that.
Hold on. I'm going to tweet it.
Hey, I'll
take a picture.
I'll describe it.
It's fucking amazing.
Hold on. Let Noah take a photo of it.
Yeah.
The band, once again, is called Horror Cult.
No flash. Hold on.
The band is called Horror Cult. The album is called Loosely Based on True Events. Did you get it, Noah?
Yeah.
Just like the Amityville Horror. Like the Amityville Horror.
So what are we looking at?
On the back is James Hetfield, Darren Malakian from System of a Down, and a Mexican guy like making goofy faces. And there's a parody of American Gothic with two zombies holding a pitchfork and an axe. One of them looks like Professor Wrestler Roadkill.
Photoshop.
Oh, yeah. Which one were you referring to? That who did you call the Roadkill one? Malakian? The one? No. Malakian's in the middle.
It's not literally those people. It's people
know, but I'm just saying which one.
Come on, bro. Yeah. They're not in Hollywood.
I thought it was clip art. I thought it was clip art of it.
Yeah, this is the Metallica System of a Down side project.
Okay, I know which guy gave this to us. This band's from Texas.
Yeah,
this guy was actually in our coverage of last year's 70,000 Tons of Metal.
Yeah.
He was one of the people we
interviewed. By the way, what's the name of the album?
This guy didn't hit on you or anything?
Loosely based
on
True
Events.
Wife. Shankletown said Noah
he hit
was
on
loosely
Rob.
Based on Jew events.
Just loosely.
All right, we got Amityville Whore or Junk Bucket?
Amityville Whore.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Sure.
Cool.
All right, here we go.
I predict this to be awful, but
no,
it won't
no.
matter. It won't matter. I'll still vote it up. It would have to be real horrible. Let's put it that way. This is the whole song.
Oh, the it's inside
horrible.
Is even good, too.
It's a car.
Jumping a body up inside.
All right. This is like the soundtrack to a trauma movie.
Yeah, no, really. That's why I love it. I can't go. I'll go first.
Oh.
This really is the for the credits of any trauma movie. This could be perfect.
Yep.
Like I love it. I love it. It's great. I thrash it.
All right. Oops. Sorry. There you go. My turn. I start this one off right. There would be.
Before you go, you have a black soul if you don't like this. All right, go.
There's two mitigating factors that would make me thrash this. If this band was like a bunch of 16-year-olds. Or if this was recorded in 1986.
Okay.
It was.
Are either of those true?
One of them is, yeah.
I don't think either of them are
true.
The song
might have been conceived in 86.
Wow, by another band.
But they wrote on the back that you can find them on Facebook, iTunes, and CD Baby.
Wow.
I don't even know what that is.
That's a website where you can
find them. That's like Napster. It's like it used to exist, and now it's... Maybe it was 86. Maybe it's CD Baby.
That was
from a long time ago.
That was the original website. But no, I'm going to have to trash this. It's just... They look like they're in their 50s. This is the best they could do at that age?
That's fucking
hilarious.
Did
they just pick up guitars?
This is a giant fuck you to you. That's what they made.
That's right, yeah.
Gary, someone asked if this was your band. I don't think
so.
Coontunes, that was not a nice thing to say.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Blackie.
This sounds nothing like the Stooges.
His name is Coontunes. What do you think he's doing?
I think he's against the Blackies.
I don't know, man. He just might be like small woodland creatures.
Blackie Lawless.
Flash Funk said Sid has no sense of humor.
Say what Shankletown said right after that.
If Osama bin Laden had been in a band, this is what it would have sounded like.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
That is bad, I guess?
Because it's the bomb.
Who says Osama bin Laden? Yes. 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 Ding that one.
All right, who started it?
Me. How can I not like bombs? I thrash it.
Yeah, you're
Israeli.
No one wants to build a chain link fence around this for like 400 miles.
The girl went to an artillery museum.
Gary, what do you think? This is just sexist. I can't listen to this. I'm totally trashing this.
Oh my God, Gary has found the loophole in thrashing and trashing and is ironically responding to every song. Damn you, Gary. I will sincerely thrash this. This sounds like so much fun.
I'm talking about the oldest profession.
I truly thought I would hate it, but...
Agreed.
No, I definitely liked it.
I didn't think I would hate it. I thought based on the cover that it was going to be really goofy, and I already enjoyed it from the cover, but that was fantastic. It literally took me back to, like, trauma time. So I really enjoyed that. I thrash it.
All right, we have one band left. What about the... Profaner.
I love it.
Did you know I applied to trauma?
Does Frank get to play?
Did you?
And they didn't hire you?
No. I thought we got to everyone. Sorry, no. Go ahead, Frank.
I actually did hate it, so. Smash it.
4-3, I'm surprised by that.
Okay, so this band is Profaner. This is the last band we have on Thrash It or Trash It. On our 70,000 tons of Thrash It or Trash It.
This is going to suck.
I love it.
Compared to that.
Look at all those colors. And
this is actually the most professional looking.
Yeah. It looks like Sumerian took a dump on the CD.
This is made at Disc Makers.
Probably. It looks really professional.
Yeah, they put all that money into the inlays. I'm sure the production is going to be crazy.
Oh, this band probably has canvas squares on the side of
these
the stage.
Names, Rusty Lipovsky.
Better.
From Brighton Beach.
Frankie the Wop.
Oh,
hey. Yeah, I want that
hey.
One.
And Jason Crook.
Frankie the Wop.
Wait, no, these are
the
band
members.
I wanted a song about Frankie the Wop.
Can we trash or thrash individual members?
From the sounds of these song titles, this is probably a thrash band.
I love it.
Dead But Dreaming, This Last Bullet, Marks for Death.
Frankie the Wop.
The Mirror, Symbol of Supremacy.
All the mirrors in.
So which one should we do?
Frankie the Wop.
Yeah,
let's do track two. Through the Depths.
All right.
Here we go. Uh-oh.
No remorse.
Now it's a stereo, baby.
Oh, your plug was a little loose there.
I don't know why we just did
that. Oh.
Metal Militia! Their chance we can destroy.
Drunk, what do you think of this drum sound?
It's very skinny.
It's pretty bad.
Bing!
bing, bing, bing.
Here we go.
How'd you know?
Rob can count.
He had the waveform on this way.
No way. Chuck Billy on vocals, everybody.
I thought it was more Hetfield-y.
Hooray!
Flash Funk said, throw this shit in the human toilet.
Kind of makes you want to do like the Pee Wee Herman dance, you know, like to the bird.
It goes along.
Yeah, it goes along.
You're right, it does.
Or tequila, I mean, tequila.
Yeah. Gary Suarez, let's start with you.
This was as good as I thought it was going to be, I think.
Which means you...
I am going to thrash this.
All right. Again, I'm very conflicted here because I don't really like it, but I don't really hate it.
So you have
very,
to be a mild hate or mild like.
I'm very indecisive about
then you
this.
Ash it.
I guess I'll thrash it because I don't fully hate it.
Woo! Way to stand by mediocrity.
It's very much a 51%.
Yeah, no, I'm a little more enthusiastic. But the drums were what really threw me off because the drums sound like straight out of St. Anger. They sound like he's hitting a fucking orange juice bottle with a cardboard box. So but I like everything else about it. It's a little thrashy, and that's what I like. I thrash it.
I would pretty much feel exactly the same way as Rob does, except that I'm going to trash it.
Okay. You're 49%, he's 51%.
Yeah. Sean.
I was in the mild thrash until that little solo business.
Die.
Too much noodling.
Poop. Get out of here.
It's corny sounding. I trash it.
Like the band Corn? You love
it? Yeah.
It's corny and corny.
Yeah.
Noah.
Well, much like Rob and Frank, I too am conflicted. But there's just not enough pulling me over to the thrash side, so I'm going to have to trash it.
Can I say how much I loved it again?
Let's go around again.
I loved it.
Can't get a read on this Gary guy. I don't know.
Maybe if it was faster, like just a little bit faster, I would like it better.
That was profaner, and I guess that means that this concludes this edition.
Stretch it out a little more.
Of... Oh, my... Damn it! As soon as I try to play it, my iTunes crashed.
Come on.
So thrash it or trash.
I think you should reboot.
It's thrash it or trash.
Do it a cappella.
For some reason...
Here, we'll just go around the table.
I have it.
Jesus Christ.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No. Say it sexily.
I like balls.
There you go.
All right. So to recap... We started out with Bastard Convoy, which I believe the majority of us trashed. Shredhead, the majority of us thrashed. Some band whose name we couldn't read, which we trashed. Horror Cult, which we majority thrashed. And Profaner, majority trashed.
I got another line from Shankletown, by the way.
The last band,
James Hetfield had more Down syndrome than he already has. This is what it would sound like.
I don't get it. Does he have Down syndrome?
It's sort of like he appears to.
Is Down syndrome a degrees thing, anyone?
I've seen some milder, like the a lot of the Jews.
You're 7 on the scale.
Yeah, a lot of the Jews around my neighborhood have all their kids
have.
Yeah,
could just be from inbreeding.
Yeah, well it
yeah,
is, but
it's a chromosome mutation
mm-hmm.
or something.
Yeah.
Can we play
that's
that?
That's anti-Semitic.
That's all right. We're all Jewish in this.
Yeah,
room.
I'm
That's
allowed
Frank.
To make anti-Semitic remarks.
And
Gary,
wow,
Gary, no
we're,
Jew.
We're
no
like
Jewish
half an. Oh no, we're
half.
Slightly over.
You're half Jewish, really?
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh wow, which half?
Mom said.
Are you half?
You're full
is
Jew,
it,
buddy.
Exactly.
Is
apparently.
It the lower torso the or upper torso that's a Jew?
If she wants to know if you're cut.
Yeah.
What's the other half?
You know, I'm cut, and I'm not a Jew.
Are you Latino?
Yep.
Me too. Look, we're a match.
Exactly.
Half Jew. Actually, I'm all Jew. I'm both sides of Jew and half Spanish. So.
Jutino?
Do you speak Spanish?
Do you speak Espanol?
Not as well as I used to. I used to be a lot more fluent.
Wait, can you and Darren have a conversation
about
right now?
What?
about the show? I don't know.
No.
Ask him if he had a good time.
Okay, just
start. Ask him if he had a good time on the show.
Did you have a good time on the show?
No. En Espanol, por favor.
Sí.
Okay, start the...
¿Te divertiste en nuestra show?
No.
Okay, gracias.
Wow.
Okay, start the sentence with...
Me gusta.
It truly is
todos
a romantic
los
language.
Días.
Every day.
Todos
los días.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Right. No, what's the sentence?
Did you just say that the livecast is brought to you by Tide?
Esta porción de Sal Gigante está presentada por Tide.
Oh, were you watching Sal Gigante last night too? They've been on for 50 years. Don Francisco's been on TV for 50 years.
Don Francisco.
I like how they got a lot of boobs on that channel. Like just flopping around and shit.
Wow. Why it's the best channel.
I can't believe this is the end of the show. The show, like, flew by so quickly this year.
Certainly did. Because
we had 70,000 tons of fun.
70,000 tons of
shocking. Oh, that would be so great. 70,000 of jumbo shrimp, though, not that baby shrimp bullshit. Mm-hmm. I really want that meaty shrimp.
He needs a mouthful.
With the turd line still in it?
No.
Every part.
I'll take it. What? Flash Funk in the chat asks, Noah, would you do porn? I guess that's sort of a
yes.
That's sort of a yes.
For the right price, I think she would.
For the right
would
price,
you do
I would.
Everyone's got a price.
Would you do porn?
Just regular, straight-up vanilla porn.
I don't think she would.
For money?
I'm gonna answer that.
Right,
for
let's,
a lot
think,
of money.
I think she would if she had a mask on because she's got no tattoos.
Well, first of all,
what?
She said there's varying degrees of porn. Some you would do, some you wouldn't.
Yeah, like
so
I wouldn't
what?
Do human toilet porn.
What, for any amount of money?
Sorry, Gary.
Wait. Because we now established there's two kinds of human toilet porn. Would you wear it?
No.
A brand new toilet seat. Just purchased.
I wouldn't do a porn where I'm humiliated in any type of way.
Uh-huh. What if you were the humiliator? Like
the guy of
the
toilet.
Dom. If you were the Dom.
Not to the guy. Like, let's say a guy is fucking girl and you're there alongside, like, cheerleading and say, fuck that bitch or something like that. Would you do that?
Put a toilet on her head.
You already have to get naked. Just stay there.
Put a toilet. Would you? Oh, would you bring the toilet out and put it on the girl's head?
Yeah, you dumb toilet bitch.
Yeah, who's the whore?
I bet she would do that for free. Yeah,
no,
I think she would.
Not for free. On video and then give it to the world, not for free.
That's true. You have to
I'm
paid.
A Jew.
You'd want to do it, though. You'd be into it.
As long as I don't have the toilet put around my neck.
Excellent. All right. Now, straight
around another part of your body would be all right.
Like a hula hoop?
Yeah, around my waist.
All right. Here we go. Now, this is the easy one. A guy you find attractive, a huge dick, and you'd fuck him in real life. How much would you have to be paid to make a porno with that guy? A regular straight porno, no humiliation, no anal, I don't know, whatever. Whatever you don't want to do, you don't have to do. But you have to have sex.
$5,000. Would you do it for that much?
Well, what's the stipulation? Does it end up on like a website?
Yeah.
It's just mainstream, like a major.
Or like a video.
A vivid release.
A major major distribution company.
Am I going to get royalties for this?
You're going to get paid the normal, rate. The
porn
normal.
Stars don't get royalties. They just get a flat fee.
Yeah, whatever they get.
So $5,000. You're getting $5,000 to be on videotape.
You're like
having
sex. The contract
probably
girls
not.
Get a percentage.
It's probably not worth it to me.
So,
$10,000.
$10,000. $100,000.
Let's just cut the.
Of course,
$100,000.
You're
speaking
grand.
My
yes.
language.
Yeah.
How much? What's the cutoff that you have to? Six figures?
I guess so. For it to really be worth it.
All right. So, no amount of money to do like anything like degrading.
$200,000 to do human toilet porn.
Let's not jump right into that. How about like, I don't know, really messy facial? How much does that cost?
Do you like facials off camera? That's a yes. So
you know it's not fun if they like it.
We just have to.
I don't
want to
talk about this when we have someone a guest in the room.
Gary, can you leave?
I'm gonna just go into the
really
other room.
All right.
Okay, the show's over.
For
yeah.
me too.
Well, Gary, would you take a facial for $100,000?
Absolutely not.
$200,000?
No. $500,000.
I would
no.
take my own jizz thrown in my face for $100,000 and like Hollywood.
Who would pay you?
Rob does that for free. I would just
Rob does that work.
I'd Hollywood. You could Hollywood it so that like, it looks like a guy jerking off on me.
It's just like a floating video layer.
Fucking green screen.
What the fuck? It's $100,000.
Can someone CG some jizz on my face, please?
CJI.
So none of you
industrial
for
light
money,
and magic.
For money, would you let a guy jerk off on your face?
How much money?
What would it take?
$150 million.
Oh,
I would
geez.
Do it.
That's not true.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's way not true.
Something more realistic.
$1 million.
I have OCD. I can. It, the
okay.
Whole, I don't even like.
Not
even
Darren.
When,
somebody else. Sean. $30,000.
$30,000.
I would need
low.
That
it's
much in therapy
yeah,
to get.
Listen, I freak out when I fuck a girl, like
I'd
a regular
cool mill. I'd
clean
say cool
woman.
Mill. Cool mill, I would go.
For $1 million, you'd let a guy
yeah.
come on your face?
Is it tax-free?
I couldn't, yeah.
I don't want 34%
yes,
taken
good
out
question.
Of
you. Don't want, but it would just be $600,000.
Yes,
exactly.
I don't want that shit.
I wouldn't. I have no
cool
mill. I have no qualms about it from a homophobia standpoint.
Right. Oh,
I don't want
you. Geez. Now you're gonna preface at that point.
Yes,
but you preface at the end.
Okay, what about
not actually
a dude
preface.
Blowing you?
Huh? No, no.
A dude
let me ask
you.
This.
$100,000, I don't know.
What if you've got like saran wrap over your face, so none of it actually touches your skin?
Where has the saran wrap been?
You purchase
it,
it's yourself. Your own saran wrap.
You're in charge of the saran wrap.
So you end every show, right?
$300,000.
Okay.
Argue about how
game
low
price for
sure. money.
yeah.
Usual closer for this show. What's our price for gaydom?
Teabagging. How much?
This is why nobody talks to you on the cruise, Noah.
Oh.
Why?
Because this is the conversation they're having instead.
yeah. I guess.
How gay for pay would they be?
I like balls.
That's
I should make that my ringtone.
Yeah. You can have it. I'll send
that should be your text message alert.
Yeah,
I like balls. That's what you get
I like balls.
Suggestion, Flash Funk. How much would it cost you for you to jump into a lemon party?
Oh.
The old dude. Did the Asian have to be there?
No, it's the Asian involved.
Wow.
Not the wrinkly, saggy skin of the man.
Wow.
No. You know, not the Asian's not there.
Sorry, Grandpa Chan.
I don't mind gross old hairy balls in my face, but no chicks.
There's no chicks in this three-man armor.
The ball sack with three pubes sticking out of it grosses you out?
Shouldn't there be more pubes? Do they fall out when you get older?
No, the Asian dude has like real.
How many people around this table are single? Just out of curiosity.
Everyone except for us two.
No, I'm no longer single.
I'm a married man.
You're a married man.
That's right.
Well, then now you have an excuse.
I'm not single.
What?
Oh, you made it official?
Official? We're not married.
What about facial?
Going steady.
Are you calling yourself
boyfriend? I'm exclusively dating somebody.
Okay.
Yes.
Going steady.
Do you have the title?
I've given her my pin.
Yeah.
Oh.
Your Letterman's jacket.
I've pinned her.
Pittsburgh Pirates jersey.
You know you've given her your Crocs.
She wears her Crocs on her lapel.
You know, Darren, we were in the airport and there was a store with like a bunch of like multicolored Crocs.
Oh wait, no, there's a Croc store in Atlantic City.
Oh.
There's a Crocs. Oh, we met.
There was a Crocs.
Yeah.
There was
one in the Miami airport too.
And I was like, should we get him a pair of yellow Crocs?
I don't want yellow Crocs. I want the same color I had, but those were really beat up. I threw them out.
There's actually a Croc store in the Dublin airport as well.
Dublin? Yeah. They all green? Like
no. It was a wall. It was a rainbow of there's a burnt sienna.
There was hot
umber,
pink Crocs, and I would have totally gotten them for Darren had I known his shoe size. But I wouldn't ever like wear pink. Like,
I would be personally offended if you wouldn't wear the hot pink Crocs.
Get me something I'd fucking wear.
Even
then.
When Rob takes you to the bathhouse, you wouldn't wear the hot pink
Crocs
just to please him?
How about seafoam?
Sure.
Seafoam? Would you wear seafoam?
Yeah, what color is seafoam?
Greenish blue?
No, it's like a really light green toothpaste-y kind of.
Mm.
I love the fact that we've transitioned from how much would it cost to make you do gay porn to what color Crocs would you be wearing?
How much
would
transition?
And it's like a completely
But then he said seafoam, and it all came back together.
Is that really
good
that
life,
much
man.
Of a divergent topic, honestly? I mean, Crocs are pretty gay.
But what is your shoe size if you want to buy your Crocs?
10.5. Send your Crocs.
Send your
Crocs. Metal Injection Podcast, Burbank, California.
They're talking about Red Gourd Crocs in the chat.
Red Gourd Crocs coming to a store near you.
Oh, Flampon says, Darren would do a gay porn for a lifetime supply of Crocs.
Would you, Darren?
No.
It says Crocs, not Crocs.
Crocs. No.
I would do Crocs to get Crocs? No.
You spend money to make money.
If you're wearing Crocs with no socks underneath, would you how much would you require for a guy to jerk off on your Crocs feet? So some of the cum might seep through the holes onto your bare feet.
I don't have to continue to wear the Crocs in perpetuity,
but you have to be filmed.
$50,000.
Okay. Reasonable.
Year's work.
Yeah. I think I've seen that site before. Cox, Crocs, and no socks.
And if not, you're registering it.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's call it a day. I want to thank Gary Suarez for sitting in. Definitely check out his band, Human Toilet. Humantoilet.bandcamp.com.
Is it The Human Toilet or just Human Toilet?
Just Human Toilet.
Our studio audience loves you, Gary. Come back anytime, but not next week.
No.
Or the week after. Or the next few months, really.
Rob will tell you.
We'll call you. Thank you to Frank for coming in and sitting in. Thank you to everybody for listening.
Thank you guys for coming.
Thanks, Sean, for showing up on a week where we're actually recording.
No problem.
That's
three
right.
to five next week. Next week.
3 to 5. No,
next week we will be on live a little earlier due to the Super Bowl. We'll be on starting at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 Pacific. Sean?
I'm going to bring my broad with me.
All right. Sean's going to finally prove he actually has a girlfriend.
That's true. I didn't have to pay this person to come here.
Yeah, well, it has happened.
As far as we know, at least. And I guess that's it. Darren, what are we playing
that
with?
Play
a
theme. Joe.
No, that's, you know, you ruined it. I was going to play two songs, but now I got to change that. I want to play a theme for someone who... Oh, no. Not that crap again.
Where's
Sean's
coming
loving
from?
This.
Enough. This is awful. Trash it.
It's like the metal equivalent of Working for the Weekend. I love her.
True. I love it.
Because Flash Funk had so many good comments, I want to play the Flash Funk theme. So here it is.
See you next week, everyone.
Of course.
No.
To me. Who gives a fuck?
I like balls. I like balls.
And rape. All over my penis and face.
I'm a Mary in Maryland.
Fuck on fire!